Welcome to the CryptoZoo. I'm your CryptoZooKeeper Jay, and today we will be talking about the Pope Lick Monster.
You heard about cryptids, but what do you know? Hear a little more on this here show. What are cryptids and what do they do? Learn about cryptids at the CryptoZoo.
Kentucky became the 15th state in the United States Union in 1791 when it sort of split off from Virginia. It's known mostly for a famous horse race and a famous fast food restaurant, both of which bear its name, but it's also got a darker side. It's home to two of the country's most haunted locations in the Kentucky State Penitentiary and the Waverly Hills Sanitarium, and has seen numerous serial killers like Samuel Little, Harry Edward Greenwell, Donald Harvey, and the Hart brothers operate within its borders. Their senator even calls himself the Grim Reaper. But if you believe the stories, there's something even more evil than all of this in Kentucky. There's the Pope Lick Monster. The Pope Lick Monster is usually described as being a goat man. And like other goat men, the creature is said to be part man and part goat, with a little sheep tossed in for good measure. It has the upper body of a man with the hindquarters of a goat, complete with the hooves and tail. It has a pale face, wide-set eyes, and two sharp horns sprouting from its forehead. The rest of its body is covered in dark fur. Oh yeah, and it's said to carry an axe around, and it's not afraid to use it. It gets its name from where it resides. The Pope Lick Monster is rumored to live underneath a Norfolk Southern Railroad trestle bridge that crosses the Pope Lick Creek in the Fisherville area of Louisville. The bridge is 772 feet long and has a height of 90 feet, or a little more than 8 stories. It's said that the Pope Lick Monster will lure people onto the bridge by calling out with a siren song type of voice. Victims are either killed by a train that catches them in a stand-by-me situation on the bridge, or, if they make it across, they will meet the monster itself. Basically, the Pope Lick Monster is sort of like a horrifying Billy Goat's Gruff or a Troll Under the Bridge kind of scenario. These fairy tales and legends probably have a lot to do with the Pope Lick Monster's mythology. Goatmen have been the subject of folklore seemingly forever, whether in Greek mythology as the satyr or the god Pan, in Shakespeare as Puck in A Midsummer Night's Dream, or even in the classic interpretations of the devil himself. And the intentions of the goatmen can be just as vacuous, some being benevolent beings while others are, well, the devil himself. So, the frightening image of the goatman is a trope, and one that, even in cryptozoological circles, is widespread. This is most likely not the last goatman that we'll talk about here on the CryptoZoo. But this episode, we're talking about the Pope Lick Monster, and a goatman it is. The legend of the Pope Lick Monster goes something like this. Visitors to the trestle bridge that crosses the creek at Pope Lick will first hear something calling their name. This voice may sound like a familiar person, it may sound like the wind, or it may just sound like a voice in the hapless adventurer's head. But it will hypnotize them. They will feel the need to walk onto the bridge, where one of two things will happen. They'll either get trapped and run down by a train that passes over the still-active railway, or they'll be attacked by the Pope Lick Monster itself. The very sight of the creature is said to drive people mad enough to jump off the trestle to their doom. There are several stories about the origins of the Pope Lick Monster involving everything from medical experimentation that fused a man with a goat to a satanic ritual that a local farmer performed to appease the Dark Lord. But the most widely accepted is also the most fun. It's said that a man who called himself Colonel Beauregard Shieldneck owned a traveling circus and carnival. One of his attractions was a bearded lady-slash-knife-thrower named Madame Bristel, who once found a deformed infant who looked like a goat. She raised the child as her own, and never wanted to miss an opportunity, Shieldneck found a place for the child in his circus as, of course, a freak show attraction. One stormy night, the traveling circus was passing over the Pope Lick trestle tracks when its train derailed. Everyone was presumably killed in the accident, except no one could locate the goat boy. It's said that the child grew up and now haunts the bridge upon which the only family he ever knew perished. As an aside to this little campfire tale, it's worth noting that one of Madame Bristel's boyfriends, a nomadic preacher named Charles Chaz McCartney, who knew the child, claimed that not far from the trestle is an ancient and mystical graveyard. The ground is said to be unholy, and anything buried there would come back not as a man or as a beast, but as something that is both and neither. Chaz, a master storyteller himself, claimed that the goat boy had died and was buried there and then came back. A real-life pet cemetery, if you believe him. There have never been any confirmed sightings of the Popelik monster, but that doesn't mean its presence has not been felt in the area. The monster has been blamed for more than its rightful share of death, and most of the casualties were folks who were on the hunt for the creature. The railroad trestle has become a destination for thrill seekers and ghost hunters, and tempting the monster has become a rite of passage for local teenagers, sometimes with disastrous results. In 1985, a young man we'll call John Kay was out shooting crows when he tried to cross the trestle. When he was about 30 feet from the end, a train came around the corner. He wasn't fast enough to outrun it. The next year, in 1986, a 19-year-old boy named David Wayne Bryant was crossing the trestle when he, too, was caught in the middle by an oncoming train. He jumped from the trestle to avoid the train, and while he did survive to make it to the hospital, he succumbed to his injuries almost a year later. It happened again in February of 1987, when 17-year-old Spalding University student Jack Charles Baum II was walking the trestle with a friend. Another train came, and Baum was killed. His friend was injured, but survived. You seeing the pattern yet? No? Let's continue. In 1992, another 19-year-old Miami University student, known only as Grady, was visiting the area and decided to explore the trestle. At night. At about 1:45 a.m., a train came barreling down the tracks. Grady tried to escape by dropping down below the tracks and hanging from a railroad tie, Lost Boys style, but because this wasn't the movies, and that little stunt takes far more strength than one would imagine, he lost his grip due to the vibrations of the passing train and fell to his death. In 1995, a 35-year-old man named James Ratterman was crossing the trestle on his ATV. About halfway across, his quad flipped, and he was trapped underneath. He was still on the bridge and alive for the moment, but again, an oncoming train unfortunately changed that. November of 2000 saw a similar incident where a 19-year-old named Nicholas Jewell ventured to the trestle with four of his friends. He was the only one who tried to cross, and he only made it halfway when, yep, a train came. Like Grady, Jewell tried to hang from a railroad tie, and also like Grady, he was shaken off and died from the fall. Now, so far, these could all be accidents caused by the stupid curiosity or poor judgment of the victims. There's no proof the Popelik monster was beckoning to these folks, but the next couple of deaths can be blamed on the monster, or at least on the legend of it. On April 23, 2016, a 26-year-old woman from Ohio named Raquel Bain visited the Louisville area with her boyfriend, David Nee. The couple had planned to take a ghost tour of the Waverly Hills Sanitarium that night, but with a few hours to kill and a thirst for paranormal adventure, they found themselves at the Popelik Trestle. Ignoring the several signs that had at this point been put up to warn people off of the bridge, Raquel and David climbed up onto the trestle. Later, David would claim that the rickety condition of the bridge led them to believe that it was abandoned and not in service. But they were, of course, wrong. While crossing the bridge in an attempt to summon the creature, they encountered an oncoming train. David slipped over the side and did the Lost Boys thing, while Raquel tried to outrun it a la Stand By Me. David, a martial artist, was strong and flexible enough to hold on and survive, but from his perch, he had to helplessly watch the fast-moving train run down his girlfriend. A few years later, on May 26, 2019, a pair of teenage girls named Savannah Bright and Kaylee Keeling went to the tracks in search of the monster. Another train, and Savannah was killed. Kaylee survived. Not all experiences with the Popelik monster end in the hypnotic calling of the creature luring people to their deaths. Some are just more frightening than deadly. Locals have reported that the beast has attacked their car with its axe while driving near the area. Reports of a man with cloven hoofs and long horns jumping on top of car roofs and ripping off car door handles have been made. One account even says that the creature ran alongside the car at 60 miles an hour as the witnesses tried to escape. And as we've noted earlier, those who do escape are the lucky ones. So, what could the Popelik monster actually be? Well, chances are, it's just an urban legend that has been cooked up to warn people off of the dangerous train tracks, even if it does actually accomplish the opposite. The whole thing just reeks of campfire ghost story, so it's likely just something the local Boy Scouts would repeat year after year and generation after generation to get a scare out of each other. The trains are the real threat in the area. But there are other theories. One is that it is the members of a nearby suspected satanic cult trying to frighten people away from their territory. Since the mid-70s, domestic animals have gone missing in the area, and some residents point to the occupants of a mysterious farm called the Four Winds that worship the Popelik monster as an incarnation of Baphomet and would hold sacrifices in its honor. These worshippers repeat a story about how anyone who wrongs them will meet a half-man, half-goat beast that will avenge them. Perhaps it is one, or a few, of these cult members who are behind the Popelik monster. Or maybe their incarnation of Baphomet is real. Then, there's the simpler theory that it's just a homeless person dressed in rags that look like fur who tries to scare people for fun. And anyone, homeless or not, would be scary dressed as a goat with an axe. And then again, there's the explanation we all hope for. That the Popelik monster is in fact real. An animal that has yet to be discovered and classified by science. A cryptid. The Popelik monster is a very widespread urban legend, if not exactly a bona fide cryptid. As such, it has made its mark on pop culture, most notably in a 1988 short film called The Legend of the Popelik Monster, made by a Louisville native named Ron Schildnick, who has to be related to Colonel Beauregard Schildnick, right? I mean, come on, that last name. Anyway, the 16-minute, $6,000 film was shot on location at the Popelik Trestle, except for the more dangerous scenes, which were shot at a safer spot on the tracks. Which means that the filmmakers were smarter than some of their viewers, because the film sparked an interest in the bridge and attracted curiosity seekers to it. The area has become somewhat of a tourist attraction for ghost hunters and thrill seekers. The Norfolk Southern Railway, who condemned the Legend of the Popelik Monster film, put up 8-foot fences and stern warning signs around the trestle, trying to remind people that yes, in fact, the tracks are still being used by the railway daily and are not in fact decommissioned. But signs are easily ignored and fences are easily bypassed. So the chances that the Popelik monster, real or not, will continue to claim victims are pretty darn good. And that's about it for this episode of the Cryptozoo. If you enjoyed what you heard, please like, follow, subscribe, share, rate, review, and all that other stuff. You can find us on Facebook, so drop in and say hi. We're also at thecryptozoo.com. That's thecrypto-zoo.com. And until next time, good night, sleep tight, and don't stop believing.
We love cryptids, big and small.